Russia's gold production for 2025 is missing. That's important because it's going at the same time that China is putting under warrant all the gold in their vault. What are they doing with the gold?
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning. I'm Vince Lancey, and this is the Goldfix Market Rundown. We have a bit of important news to share with you, and it's all good news. First, after 4 years of running this operation almost entirely on my own, we've just hired someone full-time. It is a major step for me personally, and it reflects where this publication is now versus where we started. Having real help matters, and it allows us to keep raising the bar for you. Second, a reminder of what this community has quietly built. We are now featured inside Yahoo community. We write regularly for Scottsdale Mint. We have a long-standing partnership with Chris Marcus and Arcadia, and we continue to serve as one of the longest-running contributing editors on Zero Hedge, which we are very grateful for. Last week, we were fortunate enough to have a co-authored piece written with Jan Baltensweiler of Egon von Greyerz, published in the famous Mark Faber's newsletter, Doom, Gloom, and Boom. That is something we are especially proud of, considering our multi-decade appreciation for Mark's work over here. One of our original founders pointed out last weekend that we grew from 5 people to more than 14,000 subscribers in 4 years. Slow, steady growth, exactly the way we wanted it. We appreciate that you're here. We appreciate that you stay, and we work hard to make sure that you know you're in the right place. The content has evolved, obviously, those of you that have been here since the beginning. It started as quick stories with color commentary from an old retired veteran. Then it matured into deep analysis when the secular changes around precious metals became impossible to ignore. That was always the reason this publication existed. From there, we expanded into breakdowns of bank research, macro reports, and the higher finance material that often gets flattened into clickbait elsewhere. At the market itself, it has become more complex. We've also leaned into tactical behavior when appropriate because our own positioning has shifted over time. Our audience is broad: stackers, hedge fund managers, traders, and everyday people who simply want to know what's really happening and whether they're doing the right thing. We don't pretend to get everything right, but we do try to help people think clearly and think for themselves. As a friend of ours, Bryn Kelly, says, we provide, you decide. Our goal has always been to validate what many of you already sense: how the financial world actually functions, how decisions by policymakers and institutions affect your wealth, and why the rules of the system matter more now than ever. We continue to hammer home on the fundamentals. Gold is money, and in a de-globalizing world, physical matters more than financial. Silver will eventually be remonetized. Bitcoin may find its place on central bank balance sheets if it's permitted to survive in its current form. And the United States cannot fight two monetary battles at the same time. So repression continues where it must. Through all of this, we've tracked the macro shift towards mercantilism, the return of the anti-Goldilocks conditions that plagued us in the 70s, the structural inflation created by deglobalization, and the work of analysts like Zoltan Pozsar and Michael Hartnett. We've spent years learning these frameworks, and we share them here because this platform has become a kind of training ground for people who want to understand markets at a deeper level. Which brings us to the bigger announcement. We are now actively seeking a show sponsor. With a full-time hire in place, our costs are rising, and we want to keep subscription prices exactly where they are. We have strong traffic. Our videos now reach more than 1 million views per month, and our community is deeply engaged, loyal, and highly focused on precious metals. If you are a company that aligns with that audience, or you know someone who is, please reach out. Sponsorship inquiries can be sent directly to me, VLANCI@echobay.com. Thank you to every subscriber and every viewer for helping us build this. We're growing, we're moving forward, and we're committed to delivering something of real value every single day. Let's go to the markets. 10-year yields are up 3, almost 4. The dollar is down 19. The S&P 500 is down 10. NASDAQ is up 30, up 28. The VIX is up 38. Gold is up 41 near the highs. Silver is on the highs, I think, of the whole contract now at 53, 63. We'll find out in a minute. I'm losing track. Copper is 510, up 5. WTI is up 54. Natural gas is up. Unchanged bid. Bitcoin is up 1,000, participating a little bit. Ethereum is up 55. Platinum and palladium are down $3 and change. Gold, silver, 78.8 now. And grains are mixed with wheat down. Okay, so if you look at that board, that's a continuation of what we saw yesterday. Now, I'm not going to go too much into the dynamics of the market because I put out four posts yesterday. And two of them, one to the founders and one to premium, went into the dynamics of the market. To recap, the behavior was a function, I think, of multiple things. And it's no one thing anymore for precious metals. There's multiple concerns, there's multiple drivers, there's multiple catalysts. Scott, we think it's extremely important that Scott Bessent said that there's a damn good chance we're going to be getting $2,000 checks. I don't care if it's 1500 or if it's 500. He has basically said, and I'm speaking to you as a fund manager, as a macro mindset, he's basically said there will be no fiscal discipline in this economy. We're giving you helicopter money. You think QE is bad? Helicopter money is worse. That's one thing. The second thing is, and I don't know where it ranks, but Citibank put out a report, and Citibank is a major player in commodities. They may not make headlines like Goldman does or JP Morgan does, but they're a major player. And if they're back into gold in a big way, well, they're right up there with number one, JP Morgan. And remember, they're going to be joining the LBMA. So they have a lot of business, and I think their clients are getting on board. Another thing. We noted that China, I'm sorry, Russia announced a ruble-based, I'm sorry, a yuan-based Chinese bond issued out of Russia. Let me get my bearings right on that. So they're going to be issuing China-based bonds, Russia, China-based bonds. At the same time, they're hoarding gold. No one's pointed that out yet, but Russia's gold production for 2025 is missing. Like, that's important because it's going at the same time that China is putting under warrant all the gold in their vault. What are they doing with the gold? HQLA, repo. Eric Young and I are all over that. And we will go down with the ship if we're wrong, but I don't think we're wrong. There's all kinds of reasons for that. Anyway, there's that. And then the other thing I think in general is just from the few reports that I've gotten a chance to scan, there is a sense coming out of the banks at the economist side, the very conservative economist mindset. They're like, what's the phrase that I read? I think I already paraphrased, but basically there is a sense that there will be no cuts in general, meaning Obamacare is not going to get cut. They're not going to cut that. And you're not going to see a cut in other things. And so, like governments, this is what governments do. If they can't cut, they spend. And if they spend, you have to spend for everyone. So it becomes a consortium of where's mine, where's mine, where's mine. And we're coming into midterm elections, so Trump is doing where's mine, and he's handling that for his voters. Anyway, that's where we are. We'll keep it light after that intro. Tether is making a major move in the gold market, hiring two of HSBC's most senior precious metals traders as it rapidly expands its bullion reserves. Bloomberg reports that Vincent Domian, HSBC's global head of metals trading, and Matthew O'Neill, head of precious metals origination for EMEA, will join Tether in the coming months. Tether already holds more than $12 billion in gold, making it one of the largest private holders in the world. Tether is a central bank. Look at it that way. Tether is a nation. Tether is a sovereign entity. The addition strengthened its push to compete directly with major Western banks as crypto and traditional commodity markets continue to converge around physical gold. Bullion banks have the gold. They seek stable coins or some sort of product that will allow them to sell in a retail fashion. You see that. HSBC is one of the first to do it over in Asia. When they left the US, that's what they went to Asia to do. The LBMA is dying because they don't have any access to it. The world is decentralizing, right? So if you have a central monopoly on something, if you don't have off-ramps or on-ramps to new people like the LBMA does or not, you will die on the vine. And they're dying because of that. They need electronic collateral. You need blockchain, right? So now you've got, that's what the banks need. Traditional TradFi, right? TradFi needs that, right? Tether and blockchain or DeFi needs access to the physical. So now they're buying intellectual capital from HSBC. That means Tether's going to go into Asia. If they're not, I mean, they're already in Asia, but I'm saying Tether's the first place you're going to see blockchain, stablecoin type of product for Tether that people are going to want is going to be in Asia. That's going to happen because it's the sweet spot. Regulatory-wise, economically-wise, watch for that. We'll see. Related posts, some informative podcasts. We've done about 10 podcasts over the last 2 weeks, and we just sent out 6 of them by topic. So if you have something you want to look at, Founders AM, First Look Special, we alluded to that already. Goldfix PM, First Look Summary. Continuing on, Special Notes, Helicopter Percent, Founders Gold Breakout. Why has Russia stopped selling gold? And you saw all that. All right, so we'll get to the data. The data is supposed to be CPI. We're not going to get the CPI today. We may not get it for months. Spokesperson for the administration said the data is so bad we may never see October and November. By the way, that's how you lay it at the other guy's foot. They screwed it up, so we're not going to show it to you. You know, it's becoming more obvious and more transparent every day how politicians will blame the other guy when they come in. Doesn't matter. It's all bullshit. The numbers are all fake. They're all fake. You know what the inflation is. Let's go to the trade. All right, so there we go. We're above this area now, which means, using my measured move concept, I would like to say we will run up to this. I don't know that we will run, but I'd like to say that 39 to 41, 200. Right. We should go to 43.50. Holy crap. We should test the high. And silver has done that move. Here's what I mean. Gold broke down from here to here. And we're doing our measure move from here to here. Here to here, measure move. We should test this high. And several days ago, I said, here to here, same idea for silver. And through here, we should test this high. Well, mission accomplished. Now what do you do? Well, now you got to get a little bit nervous when you see a candle like that. But we'll see. There is no CPI today, so there is no buy the rumor, sell the news. At least I don't think there is. But that's it. I'm Vince. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.